What if you already have a philosophy guiding your life decisions, but never consciously chose it? This is the provocative premise behind How to Live a Good Life, an illuminating anthology that explores 15 diverse philosophical traditions spanning East and West, ancient and modern, religious and secular. In our age of rising anxiety and existential uncertainty, this collection arrives as a timely compass, offering practical frameworks for navigating life's complexities. Rather than prescribing a single correct path, the book presents a rich tapestry of wisdom traditions, each with unique insights into human flourishing. The journey begins with a fundamental question. Are you living according to a philosophy you deliberately selected, or one you unconsciously inherited? Eastern philosophical traditions offer profound alternatives to Western individualism and materialism. Buddhism teaches that suffering stems from attachment to impermanent things, including our sense of self. Through mindfulness practices, we learn to observe how thoughts, sensations, and anxieties arise and pass away, reducing our tendency to cling to experiences. Contrary to Western commercialization as mere happiness techniques, authentic Buddhist practice isn't about feeling good, but seeing clearly, recognizing impermanence, anicca, and no-self as fundamental truths. Confucianism presents a striking counterpoint to Western individualism by defining humans through relationships rather than isolated autonomy. We form one body with others, feeling natural compassion when seeing a child in danger or an animal suffering. This interconnectedness explains the primary Confucian virtues, Ren, compassion, and Yi, integrity. The family serves as the nursery of virtue, where we practice filial piety, Xiao, and ritual propriety, Li, extending these values outward to society. Taoism offers remedies for uncertainty and conflict through practices that harmonize with natural rhythms. Through fasting of the mind, Xinzai, we empty our preconceptions to achieve Ming, illumination of the obvious. Like a container that functions properly only with the right balance of substance and emptiness, our minds need space to reflect clearly. The principle of Wu Wei, non-forced action, teaches that effectiveness comes not from striving, but from aligning with natural patterns, finding strength in flexibility and wisdom in simplicity. Greek philosophical traditions emerged alongside Eastern schools, each offering distinct approaches to human flourishing. Aristotelianism promotes eudaimonia, excellence or flourishing, through developing our distinctive human capacities while acknowledging external goods and fortune. True flourishing requires balance across intellectual virtue, sophia, practical wisdom, phronesis, and moral character, ethike arete. Aristotle positioned virtue as the moderate point between extremes, courage between cowardice and recklessness, generosity between miserliness and wastefulness. Stoicism offers two fundamental principles, virtue as the sole good and the dichotomy of control. By distinguishing between what we can control, our judgments, motivations, desires, and what we cannot, external outcomes, Stoics focus energy where it matters most. Like an archer who controls preparation but not the arrow's flight after release, we find peace by focusing on our efforts rather than outcomes. Stoics don't suppress emotions but transform them, shifting from fear and anger toward joy and friendship. Epicureanism reconciles body and soul through a philosophy aligned with science and sensual wisdom. Despite misconceptions of mere hedonism, Epicurus taught moderation and hedonic calculus, weighing advantages against disadvantages, rather than pursuing instant gratification. The Epicurean finds lasting satisfaction in simple pleasures like friendship and modest living, rather than luxury or fame. Their materialist worldview, recognizing that all things consist of particles and void, anticipated modern scientific discoveries and influenced Enlightenment thinking. Religious traditions make space for the supernatural and spiritual while sharing philosophy's quest for meaning and ethics. Hinduism encompasses diverse approaches to liberation, moksha, from the cycle of rebirth, offering multiple paths: knowledge, jnana, devotion, bhakti, action, karma, and meditation, raja. The concept of karma, where actions affect future lives, provides a framework for understanding suffering and moral responsibility across lifetimes. Judaism emphasizes covenant-binding relationships with God and ethical obligations toward others. Rabbi Barbara Block explains that contemporary Judaism involves dynamic engagement with tradition, balancing preservation with adaptation. The practice of teshuvah, return, repentance, offers concrete steps for moral development: regret, renouncing error, confession, reconciliation, making amends, and resolving not to repeat offenses. This practical wisdom helps cultivate ethical character through daily actions. Christianity provides what C.S. Lewis called an interpretive lens by which I see everything else. Faith isn't merely intellectual assent, but trust in a way of seeing reality that transforms personal narrative. By aligning individual stories with Christ's journey of suffering and resurrection, Christians find meaning in hardship and hope beyond present circumstances. This framework helps believers transcend the surly bonds of the observable to discover deeper meaning and purpose. Modern philosophical movements emerged partly in response to Nietzsche's declaration that God is dead, seeking meaning without traditional religious foundations. Existentialism encourages individuals to create authentic meaning through conscious choices and genuine relationships. As Sartre proposed, existence precedes essence. We define ourselves through our actions rather than predetermined purposes. Simone de Beauvoir extended this thinking to gender roles, arguing that authentic living requires breaking free from societal constraints. Pragmatism offers practical approaches to meaning despite existential uncertainty. William James and Charles Peirce both struggled with suicidal thoughts, Peirce from cosmic loneliness, James from feeling insignificant. James's will to believe doctrine suggested that certain beliefs, even without complete evidence, could be justified if they led to beneficial outcomes. This practical approach to truth continues influencing modern psychology and social theory. Effective altruism applies utilitarian principles to maximize positive impact in the world. Using a framework assessing impact, how much good would solve a problem do, tractability, how feasible if progress, and neglectedness, how many resources are already dedicated, practitioners identify high-impact causes worth supporting. This approach has transformed philanthropy and career choices, particularly among younger generations seeking meaningful work aligned with ethical values. Modern humanity faces unprecedented challenges: revolutionary scientific discoveries challenging traditional narratives, transformed work and family structures, overwhelming information access, institutional distrust, and technology simultaneously connecting and isolating us. These conditions have created a widespread spiritual crisis as people search for meaning without the psychological security our ancestors found in established traditions. The beauty of philosophical pluralism lies in recognizing that different personalities and contexts require different frameworks. Some might resonate with Stoicism's focus on controlling our responses rather than external events, particularly valuable during uncertain times. Others might connect with Buddhism's insights about impermanence and suffering's roots in attachment. Still others might find Confucianism's relational ethics or secular humanism's emphasis on reason and compassion more aligned with their values. In our fragmented world, understanding diverse philosophical traditions offers more than personal guidance. It provides essential tools for building bridges across cultural divides. By exploring multiple paths to a good life, we develop greater empathy for different ways of making sense of our shared human experience. This intellectual humility and openness to diverse perspectives is precisely what our complex global challenges demand. The question isn't which philosophy is universally correct, but which wisdom traditions might illuminate your particular path toward a life of meaning, purpose, and ethical engagement with others.